Welcome, Dr. Ram Sai Bala, and a warm welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Professor Venkat Raman tells me that you were one of those fortunate doctors who were there physically present when Bhagwan inaugurated the super speciality hospital, the Sri Satya Sai Institute of High Medical Sciences in Puttaparthi, way back early 1991. And you have been instrumental in setting up various sections of the laboratory in the hospital. And now, before the interview, as we were talking, you mentioned that you have been drawn to Bhagwan way back in the 60s, 1964. So, really eager to know about what you saw of the hospital in 1991 and, you know, what was your impressions and what are your memories of the hospital's inauguration. But before that, let us first go back to what brought you to Bhagwan. How is it that Bhagwan's magic cast that divine spell on you in 1964? What happened? How is it that you were so drawn to him way back in the 60s?
Sai Ram, I'm so happy to be here and sharing my experience of Swami. He has given it to me with all of you. It was in 1964. I was a medical student. My professor was also an administrative role in the hospital, Jipmer.
Jipmer in Pondicherry.
Jipmer in Pondicherry.
India, Tamil Nadu.
One day he just like that called me, and I heard you're singing bhajan yesterday at the temple. Can you come to my home and sing?
So which temple was this?
This was in the campus. We used to have a small Vinayaka temple.
Okay.
So we used to go there, the camp, you know, regularly I used to go and I used to sing some bhajans.
So not Sai bhajans?
Not Sai bhajan.
Okay.
In fact, when he asked me to sing some bhajans, I said, yes, I heard you singing Rama Krishna bhajan. We have a Sai bhajan at our home every Thursday. You come.
Okay.
Sir, I don't know any Sai bhajan. No, you don't worry. You know Sai or not. I know you don't know. You just come and sing Rama Krishna song. And then slowly I started going, and I really felt very good for two reasons. The discipline they had, my professor's home.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, he never behaved like a tough person, which we are used to in the office and the pathology department.
So you saw a different side of him.
Totally different, unusually, very welcoming side of him. So I got, I guess, used to, and I got the comfort of going to him. And wherever he would go for a bhajan outside the town, I'll say, I'm going on this Saturday, be ready, I'll take you.
Okay.
It's all, no mincing words, he'll just say, you're coming. So I just go, so wherever he went, we went. That's how I got introduced. So in 1964, within few months after this experience, he said he was going to Puttaparthi.
Mm-hmm.
And come join us, we are taking a bus, get inside the bus. No, you don't have to pay anything, you just get in, we'll take you. So that was my first experience coming to Puttaparthi. It took about 2 days to reach here from Pondicherry. Unusually remote and, in the village I never ever imagined where somebody like they are saying is here. So anyway, at that time, Swami, people introduced us as volunteers in the medical side. So that's a good thing because we could go anywhere. And I was going wherever Swami was around, but I was more interested in Raja Reddy and Veena Vijaya singing at the time.
You were always...
I was inclined to... That music was, was a trap, I think Swami used to get me, I used to think. And so it was a very enjoyable trip. At that time, did I have a feeling that Swami is God? No. Really, I thought it must be a holy person and people are making it something about him. Maybe the organization is creating a Swami out of him. This was my impression. So I go back home and I bought a few books from Kasturi. I showed it to my dad. My dad is not that easy believer. So he started reading the book more than I read. So one day he said, you know what, I read all these books. Don't ever underestimate Sai Baba.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just an ordinary person, you think. he told me. I mean, there must be some power. He has got an unusual power. You should follow and his guidelines, and that's what counts. You don't need to worry whether he's God or he's not God. That is his business, to be God or not to be God. Your thing is just listen to his, you know, guidelines he gives and live your life. You'll have a very good life. This is my father's prompting from his reading. So he never stopped me from going to Swami. So he said, you can, anytime you want, you can go. All the good things he says, learn from him. This is the kind of advice my dad gave me. Since then, I've been so much used to, you know, coming here. So not very regularly, because once a year, then I went to United States.
So then you were a medical student. So did you make some more visits before you went to the U.S.?
Yeah, a couple of visits, like between 64 and 72. Maybe I would have come 3-4 times.
Okay.
But not very often. But I used to regularly attend. We had a bhajan at our home and very much involved with the Sai activities. Not necessarily a trip. Maybe you would have come for another Shivratri, another, you know. But we come as a come a group and then go something.
So your involvement was restricted only to Sai bhajans, or used to participate in other activities?
At that time, mainly Sai bhajans. Yeah.
So and you went to your professor's house as well as had bhajans in your house?
Bhajan home, yes.
Bhajans was always a big puller.
Right. And Swami did mention in one of our interviews, devotional coordinator. Mm-hmm. This is many years later. Very touchy subject.
Mm-hmm.
Because people can get their jealousy. So you have to be very careful. I was not even an officer. Just like that, I was saying devotional coordinator. Even that word hasn't come then. As soon as I went back to USA, then they said there's these five officers for each center. President, vice president, devotional coordinator. You know, we used to call Bal because, you know, SSCs.
Yeah.
Sai Spiritual Education Coordinator. You know, this is on the service coordinator. So they kind of said, yeah, hey, you're going to be a devotional coordinator. So that's how. And even before the term devotional coordinator came, Bhagawan told me, prompted me, devotional coordinator.
Before you became devotional coordinator
in the US? Before
you
even heard that term, coordinator and all that. So later only this. Otherwise they used to say, I don't even remember now the name they used to use for devotional coordinators. So Swami said that.
So you went back, you went to the US in the 70s, early 70s.
72.
And so you started visiting the Sai centers there? Or?
That's right. Wherever I go, I'll sing bhajans, and that's how.
The joy of singing bhajans took you to Sai centers?
Like, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
And Swami said, it's a great thing, continue to sing namas. But one thing, this is very distinct, I remember. Whatever you do, don't worry about others, like jealousy and all that. That will be there. Whatever you do, think of Swami first. So this is the one sentence. Whatever you do, think of Swami first. And that, you know, stuck into my mind.
So this instruction came from him before he went to the US or in the later years?
In the later years, I think once a while I come. And for some reason, every time he would see, he would talk to me or something.
Wow.
So I didn't even know why I'll go. You will do that.
So after you went to the US, you kept coming. Whenever right. You came to India, you visited him?
At least once in 2 years, once a year, something like that. Whenever I come, I'll spend some time.
Wonderful. So that was the time when you said you had a lot of interactions with Swami.
That's true.
And so what are your memories from those visits? Anything that you would like to share about certain instructions that Swami gave or certain interactions that you've had?
Before the super speciality episode, the first interview said you are confused and you want to know whether to come to India or you want to stay in USA. Why confusion? Everything is going well. Stay there for 5 years and then come.
Which year was this?
This was 1983, December 8th. That's the day I had an interview with Swami.
Wow.
And he took our children and the whole family was here. And Swami talked to everybody and he said, don't worry, I'll be with you. and you come in 5 years, I'll see you. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what he said. Exactly on that day, I was here.
After 5 years?
After 5 years. December 8th, I was here.
Wow.
And thinking that I'm going to come back here for good.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thinking on December 88. So I go to Swami, and Swami, you ask me to come in 5 years. Yes, I know. You know, he didn't say anything. At that time, I think he was asking for where his cassette.
Mm-hmm.
The way he was saying that word cassette, I didn't get it. He was saying cassette, something like that. Where is cassette? Something like that. So then he just took it from my pocket. I got it. Then he went. It was just a small bhajan or singing in our home, like my kids and everybody, my sister, everybody. So she made a cassette and to be given to my mother. So the moment he said, you know, he took it and then went in. I told my mother, you know, my sister made a tape, but we didn't get to give it to you because Swami took it. If Swami has taken, that's so good, even should be happier.
Yes.
That's what my mother said. It was a nice experience. At that time, every day I'll be asking Swami, I will come. So he tells me, like, every day I will ask him, Swami, first day I'm posing a question. The children need a visa, Swami. And I talked to them, and they said, if the principal of the school gives a certificate, they'll be here for 10 years, we'll give a 10-year visa. This is what they told me when I was there. At that time, I was in New York. So I met the principal. He says, yes, no problem. If Swami says yes, we'll give you a certificate, sir. So next day, I'm saying, Swami, can I resign my job? Then he tells him, why you want to resign your job? It's a good job. You're doing good service. Please keep that in mind. You're serving Swami. Please keep that and continue. So on third day, I really got confused. He said, come back in 5 years. And here he says, continue, do this, do that. And the third day, I said, can we sell our home? He said, no, it's a good home. Keep it. Don't sell. And the next day, I ran out of questions to ask him. And he said, Swami, you asked me to come back. Chala santosham. You can go tomorrow. So I went back. That's one little episode of...
So you had interviews 3 consecutive days?
It's not in the interview. Every time I'll come and stand in front of me
in
the darshan line.
Okay.
For some reason, I always got quite a spot there. And
wonderful.
So
it's really amazing how Bhagwan took that cassette. You know, it's almost like all the bhajans that you were singing are offering to him, and he accepted that offering physically.
I didn't even realize that. As always, it's just a group of bhajans, and he takes...
I mean, it was almost like all your life you have spent singing bhajans, and you have so much love for bhajans. And here, the Lord for whom you sing physically accepted that.
Physically accepted it, absolutely.
It's so amazing.
You should be very grateful to Swami, yes.
And now he guided you that you should continue to do his work. He said, you're doing my work.
Right.
And I continue to serve in the U.S. So you went back to the U.S.
I went back. And it was during, I used to come again once in a while and we'll take letters, I'll give something, Once my father was very sick, so he calls me for interview. And at that time I told him, Swami, I came, from Chicago. My father is very sick, Swami. Kadu, kadu. Your father was sick. Today is okay.
Oh.
So he was sick for about 10 days with a very high fever.
He was in India.
Here in India, I took him to Chennai Apollo Hospital. They were not sure what it was, so they were doing many tests. So I said, at least one day I'll, ask my sister to stay there. I'll go to Swami and pray and then come back. This is what my idea was. So the moment I came in, I was called in for an interview. And Swami was saying, you don't worry about your father. I will take care of him. See, where is he? He in Apollo Hospital. Yeah, they will do many tests, but they won't know what it is. It is a viral fever. He will be all right. I will give him prasad. Go give it to him. Within few days, he will be discharged. You can take him home. Exactly what happened.
Fantastic.
I went back and asked the internist, so what did they come up with? You know, do we know? No, fever has come down, but we don't know what's the cause. Then I mentioned to the physician, this is what a holy man in Andhra was telling me in person. I think that's the only thing which makes sense to me is a viral fever. That's what the physician was saying. And my father, you know, gradually improved and he was doing well afterwards for many, many years.
Oh. So this was before the hospital's inauguration?
Before the hospital inauguration.
So now tell us about how you happened to get associated with the hospital.
That's a very good question. Like, my professor was always in touch with me. One day he wrote and saying that he's involved with this hospital project and Swami is building a very big hospital and can you kindly come and help me? But you need to take about 4 to 6 weeks vacation and can you come over and help me, because the newer thing in pathology, I'm not, you know, I would like you to come here and help me in person. The moment he said, I didn't want to say no. Took 6 weeks vacation and I came here. So, his name is Dr. Balasubramaniam. And also there's another urology doctor, Dr. Butt.
Yes.
And
Dr. H.S. Butt.
H.S. Butt.
Famous. He's almost considered the father
Swami
of urology.
Him, you know, do you know him? He's the father of urology. You know, Swami would introduce. And I've heard of Dr. Butt before. So we all stayed together. So when he came, I came with the impression that I'm here to help, you know, Dr. Balasubramaniam. As soon as I was here, I distinctly remember it was a December, November 2nd or so. I was in the 20th row in the, you know, the darshan line. Somewhere he came and stood and just something like that. I wasn't even sure it was me, so with little hesitation, I went closer to him. Go inside. So I knew it was me. So I went inside. Then the interview, at that time, the previous day, I was having a lot of heart palpitation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never thought, oh my God, am I going to help doctor? Because I myself, I'm sick. So I didn't tell this anybody. I took another tablet of digoxin or something. So I'm thinking I'll be all right next day. That next morning when he called me inside the interview room, he looked at me. I was sitting just next to him in the interview room. Doctor? I said, yes, Swami. You're a doctor, but you're also a patient.
Oh, my God.
And I know I was having a lot of irregular heartbeat problem. And he looked at me, yes, Swami.
Mm-hmm.
Materialized a small medallion and then gave it to me. Then he said, see, his chief justice from Kashmir, show it to him.
Mm-hmm.
So the materialized medallion goes to him. So he was doing this. And then there were a few more people sitting on the side. Somebody wanted, so it goes around the interview room. And here I'm, here, my God, I should get it before, you know, it disappears. Something like that. So when I got it finally, then I said, thank you, Swami. Portico. Portico means, you know, wear. Swami, I will wear it later, Swami. Why? Wear it now. And so I go closer to his ear and said, Swami, I don't have chain, Swami. I'll go to room and then I'll wear this. You don't have chain? Because the same way, materialized the chain. I told him, Swami, you put it for me, Swami. So I gave the medallion back to him. So he took his own time in putting it, everything, and then I put my head on his lap.
Wow.
And then he tied this completely normal, instantaneous. This I never ever felt. Even now, you know, I feel, excuse me, I get overwhelmed. So generally to correct the heartbeat like that, you need anesthesia, you need a little shock. So it takes about at least half hour to do this procedure. Instantaneous, it ties this one. I'm completely normal. And I could back and forth walk and without any problem. So then he calls me in the interview room, calls me separately. And he said, so tell me about you, doctor. So what can you do? And it's a big hospital. Yes, Swami, I'm helping Dr. Balasubramaniam. Now I want you to take the role. I want you to be in charge. You will be the senior person and you would be helping everybody. What can you do? I said, Swami, I can do blood bank. I can do all the tissue. I can do the cancer diagnosis. Cancer diagnosis later, not now. Then he said, blood checking, Swami, urine test and chemistry. All these things I can do, Swami. Yes, yes, yes. All this is very important. Many big surgeries are going to be done. Super specialty. It's a very big hospital. So are you ready for that? Yes, Swami. Can you do all the work? And yes, Swami. Definitely for you, Swami. At that time, I mentioned about my children. Yes, yes, we will take care of. Anyhow, then he said, don't worry. We have a good school. You can bring children. You can have a good life here. You can help Swami. This is exactly what he was saying. And, okay. And since then, for about 6 weeks, it is such a great time for me because I was there literally with him every time. He'll come to Purnachandra Hall. What did you get today? What is this one? And all the questions he will ask. And so we were trying to slowly. And Dr. Balasubramaniam was the one who was helping me. Mrs. Prema Bhatt.
Yes.
Wife of Dr. Bhatt. She was in microbiology. She was a microbiologist. She also helped for the microbiology part of the lab. So it was a very good, wonderful time. As though we are doing something great kind of feeling. But things were not going the way we would want it to go. I thought maybe from USA we're expecting too much. They're building on one side. There's no water, there's so much dirt. It's unbelievable. It was on the 16th or 17th, Dr. Goldstein was asking me, Ram, is everything ready? Because Swami had a big meeting with everybody. He said, Prime Minister Rao is coming and definitely everybody has to be ready by then. So are you ready? Your lab, everything okay? And I said, sir, we don't have one. Dr. Goldstein, we don't even have a place to put the equipments. There is nothing ready yet. What are we talking? So even if I do something and something, there's no electricity. All of a sudden, there is a current cut. So everything had to be reset. So it's going to be very difficult to do it in a few days. Did you talk to Dr. Safaya? Did anybody appraise Dr. Safaya about this? I said, I keep telling him about how difficult it's going to be. Safiya says, I don't know what to do, Bala. I'm getting, I think, insane. What am I going to do? But we will leave it to Swami. You know, this is exactly what Dr. Safiya would say. But that didn't give me what we'll leave it to Swami. We have to do, you know, so, but we're not doing much. So, and that's the time like Swami was coming and I said, Swami, I need to speak to you. This was on the 17th of November. About what? Swami will come and ask. About what? Swami, about super specialty hospital. Okay. You come tomorrow morning. Come and meet me at 7:30. I'll be behind in the hall, in the Purnachandra Hall. There is a room for me. You come there. But don't bring anybody. You should come all by yourself. Don't bring anybody. Come alone. Yes, Swami. So the next day, 18th morning, that was. So I went directly where is indicated. And there was some volunteers were there. And I explained to them, I'm Dr. Bala working. And Swami is expecting me here at 8 o'clock. It was 7:50 or so in the morning. So here they made me sit. And just above in the room, he's talking to many students. What was he talking? He's talking about Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema. Here I'm sitting, oh my God, we are not even ready. Everybody is having such a big tension. Things were not going all right. Here he's talking about Satya. He has so much time to talk about Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema. Why is he chosen this time to talk to them? The electricity guy is crying. The water guy cannot get water. The anesthesiologist cannot put their machine. And Dr. Venugopal was saying, he was the chief surgeon at the time. He said, Bala, I think you are better ready than we are all. We don't have anything to do now. I don't know how we can do surgery. We'll see. You know, so with that set of mind, I go to Swami thinking that, Swami, we have to stop this because we cannot. So I took some courage to tell him that.
You told him that?
This is exactly what I mean. I'm hearing the boys, happily smiling, laughing, and they were all coming out. Swami also was laughing, you know, patting boys. They were all coming down. So slowly he came down. Come, doctor, kya samachar? So he comes and sits next to me in the sofa, and tell me, you wanted to tell me something. Then I started saying, Swami, you shouldn't get very mad, angry with me, Swami. I didn't use the word mad. I said, you should not get angry with me because what I'm going to say, you may get angry, Swami. No, no, no. You tell me whatever you want to tell. Tell Swami. Swami, we are not ready, Swami. Why? Swami, reagents are all expired. We cannot do the testing properly. So I'm trying to generalize the whole thing so that I'm thinking Swami will understand. So why it's not ready? Swami, the reagents are all old. The fridge is not working. So they kept it there. So it is the college boys, very irresponsible. That's what Swami was saying. So Adala Swami, even then there is an electricity cut. It's very hard to get these reagents. If you do a proper job, we need these reagents. And can we get it from Bangalore? Can we send somebody to Hyderabad and get it? Yes, Swami, we'll do all this. I even got my technician from Pondicherry for this. And we are all working, Swami. So what do you say now? Swami, is it possible to do the major surgery later, Swami, instead of doing all on one day? Swami thinks for a minute. See, you gave a suggestion. See, you are given a responsibility by Swami and you are doing your duty. It is your responsibility to come and tell Swami. So otherwise, how will Swami know? This is exactly what he said. I fell into the trap. And I said, okay, Swami doesn't, maybe we have to tell him. Maybe they are not telling him properly. So this is a kind of, almost I'm treating him like an ordinary human being. So he said, don't worry. I'm very happy that you came and told me. Now you tell me the suggestion. What can you do? Then I looked at him, Swami, can we do minor surgeries, some catheterization and all those? You come and inaugurate and bless the hospital with the Prime Minister when he comes. And then within a week or so, we will get ready, Swami. So good suggestion. So that's why you are the doctors. I'm just Swami. You should come and tell us whatever your problem, you should come and tell me. You don't worry about anything. You go back today, tonight. I want you to sleep well. Last few days, you never slept. Yes, Swami. So I was really so relieved. Now I know Swami is going to only, but he told me, don't worry, I will talk to Venugopal. If I talk to others, they won't understand. I will talk to Venugopal, and you don't worry, you go to sleep. That's what he was saying on the 18th. So I was so thrilled. Number one, I'm thinking here, me, Rambala, I talked to, you know, Satya Sai Baba himself to tell him what's the problem. And Swami also listened to me. You know, that kind of, I think, was so proud of myself. So next day, I sat next to Dr. Venugopal. As soon as Swami opened the door, he comes out to the veranda, and Venugopal was sitting. He smiled at me and blessed me, and he asked Venugopal to come in. So I know what he's going to talk to him. So after Venugopal, after a few minutes talking to Swami, comes out from the interview room. At those days, the interview room was right there in the inside the mandir. So Swami used to reside upstairs. So he came out, and then Venugopal came out and sat back next to me. And he said, I'll tell you later after Swami finishes the, you know, first darshan rounds, then we will go out and talk. I go out and he says, Bala, please come with me. Because that day also, I didn't know who the patients are. Even Dr. Venugopal didn't know who the patients is going to be operating. If that is the case, how am I going to, you know, cross match which unit to which patient? I won't know what the group. This is my dilemma at the time. So he said, as soon as he came out and said, you know what he told me? He asked me to do 4 major cases. I was really 4 major cases. And sir, yes, and he also told me who the patients are. Come with me. It is up to you to make a number for each patient. There won't be any other IDs. You create your own ID. You tell which is A group, who is O group, who is it. I don't worry about any of the other products of the blood. We used to give many subproducts of the whole blood. Just give me the whole blood. Don't worry about the platelets or other thing. Just give me the blood. And have enough blood for this year, this one, these 4 patients. Day one, that's all I need. And I hope you can do that. You won't believe it, next 24 hours, worked right and left, and then, you know, everything was ready.
he allowed you to sleep well for that night.
Sleep well on
so
the
that you're energized.
And it made me think that what a great job I have done.
Yes.
Okay, and then the next day it tells, and then we work. And on the 22nd morning, we were finishing on 21st night and coming out. Everything is closed. We cannot even reach the ashram at the time because the Prime Minister is coming, security. So we went around some village and then came back. Slept at around 2 o'clock, got up at 4:30. Now back to the hospital, be ready. Everything looked like perfect order kind of looking. Where is the dirt? Where is the thing? Students worked day and night. Unbelievable. So next day when we go, it looks so good. Prime Minister came. We couldn't be there outside when Swami, he was received. But we were inside waiting. And Professor Balasubramanian was behind me, Dr. Gopinathan. So many older professors were behind me and I was in front because he put me in charge. So Swami comes slowly. This is so and so and so. And then he's kind of introducing to Prime Minister Rao. So he said, 9 o'clock. I get the call from the surgeon, I need for this patient this many units. 4 cases went very well without any problem. Everything was perfect. Okay?
Major surgeries.
It made me realize that for the first time, we are not the doers. He is the doer. He pretends as though he is doing, making us do things. He does things. He makes it look like it's a coincidence. But it's a miracle he creates and he wants to remain anonymous. It's a big lesson I learned from Bhagavan's Leela, actually. So beautiful. It's full of compassion. Maybe one of the days after I've been going back and forth to work, one day he calls me right across the South Indian canteen. There is an accommodation office. And between the two places on the street, Swami is walking with a few more people. That's how it used to be. Swami was not coming in the car or anything. He's just walking and few people around him. Then he saw me going, hey, come. So I go quietly stand. This is after, you know, he appointed and I'm working already for the... So where did you go yesterday? I'm totally confused. And Swami, hey. You went by rickshaw. Yes, Swami. Where did you go by rickshaw yesterday? Swami, I went to the hostel, Swami, to see the warden. Yes. Why did you go by rickshaw? His question was that. Why did you go by rickshaw? And Swami, it is uphill with the heart problem. Huh? You shouldn't go by rickshaw.
You know how many cars Swami has? Swami suddenly gets very mad. You know how many cars Swami has right here? 8 cars. Do I need 8 cars? I didn't say anything. You take one car and you drive. Don't go by rickshaw. He was really like very angry at me. So I'd have taken a rickshaw to go to the school, to get the list of the donors. That's why I went.
To the hostel.
Not even to the hospital, to the hostel.
Hostel. Yeah.
Because there are, the warden said there is a list of donors you want to have. Yes, that will be very handy for me. So I will use it, to whom to call, which group. So they were all, everybody was helping me very much. No doubt about that. Here Swami is shouting at me for not going by a rickshaw. Then I have so many cars. Then somebody next to, I forget who, I cannot remember now, was saying, Swami, in States, it's all left-hand drive, Swami. Here it's right-hand drive. He gets so mad at him. What left-hand drive, what right-hand? All same drive. You take the car and drive. Go. So after that, I didn't know what to say. Slowly, I'm going to my room. And it was near the radio side thing in that side. Yeah. Our rooms were given. And I go there and I said, Swami is saying this thing and I cannot go by rickshaw. How are we going to? This is much before the, I think it would be about 8th, 10th or 11th, something like that, one of the days. So how am I going to do? So I go there to my room. Even before I enter my room, there is a gentleman holding a key for Swami's Maruti car.
Oh.
It will take maybe about maximum 5 minutes from that place behind the round building. So even before that, there is a car waiting for me. So, oh my God. So he hands over the key. Swami, here I'm thinking, Swami, you are so efficient, so prompt, so caring, compassionate. But how am I going to drive this? Because I was not ready to drive any car in India. Somebody comes and touches my shoulder. It was my brother from Pondicherry. He comes and he's a very good driver. He said, I took a few weeks. I heard, you're going to be here, so I'm going to stay here. I said, oh, my God, thank you, Swami. I gave the key to him. Can you drive Maruti? Oh, sure. Oh, no. Are you kidding? This is Swami's car. Are you making joke of it? No, Swami gave this key. We are supposed to use this car. And the person who gave me the key instructs me, this is only for my use and please not to give it to anybody else. That's the instruction from Swami. I said, yes. And he gave the key. And since then, no matter where we go, people be thinking Swami is there in that car. So I used to get unusual attention because of that. He really took very good care of me. And even my confusion was solved somewhat. We are not the doers. He is the doers. And he's trying to give everybody some experience. And I'm not the greatest doctor for him to use. He uses anybody as an instrument. He teaches a lesson. It's a great lesson I had during the...
This happened before the hospital inauguration or after?
The which one, sir?
The car episode.
Car episode is in between. I came on November 2nd. There was 8 or so. I asked Swami's permission to go to Pondicherry and bring some technicians. No, there are so many technicians here. He was saying, Swami, it's a Deepavali celebration. There is a holiday and they're not working. So I can quickly go to Pondicherry and bring from Jipmer some technicians. Okay, you can meet your parents also.
Wow.
Swami says, my God. So there is my ulterior motive, we can go for Diwali. But he says, you can go, come soon. Something like that, like a father telling.
Amazing.
So that's the time. I got so many times fooled by Swami. And I'm thinking one way, then he'll think, and then I had a slap sometime and all that. It was all nice lesson he was giving. The very first day of the interview, when he appointed me as a consultant officer, whatever he called at the time, and so I'll be in charge of the lab. That's what he told me. So everything is over. He talked to me for a long time. I explained everything and he answered all my questions. So everybody has left. So I'm the last one to leave the interview room. Then he calls me, which hospital you want to work? And Swami, we talked about super specialty. Super specialty is a big hospital. Swami, so the big hospital is Swami in Prashanthi. But whereas in Whitefield is a small general hospital, Swami. Yes, I know. Big hospital in Puttaparthi, very big hospital in Bangalore.
Swami told you that?
On that day, number second, he told me. Then he thought, what is he talking about? It didn't make any sense to me.
Oh my God.
Didn't make any sense.
This is November 22nd.
Took 10 years for me to realize, my God, he knew everything.
This is November 22nd, 1991, he told you this.
91, he was saying.
Oh my God.
So Dr. Jeevanandam is a surgeon from Chicago. We know him well. He said, Bala, Swami has announced another hospital in Bangalore. It's going to be even bigger than this one.
He told you at that time?
No. I mean, when the hospital was inaugurated, second time.
So
I remember very, my God, another one. Yes, Swami said, okay, 10 years ago, he told me, can you believe this? Because I thought, what is he talking about? You know, I really didn't make any sense at the time on the interview day. So, but 10 years later, yes. It was really mind-boggling. What all he did.
Phenomenal.
You know, many, many things during that 6 weeks' time. He's trying to teach so many lessons, so many ways. It's all up to us too. Are we picking it up or not?
And what are your other really very, very powerful memories of that period?
Very powerful memory. Swami's compassion and thing that we are not the doers lesson, he gave it very beautifully. But I'm the tiniest instrument, if you will. He had to answer thousands of people around me right there. And he was taking care of. It is not humanly possible. That feeling, you know, my God has some power, is getting everybody together doing that big job. And greatest leader ever. Not even talking about spirituality. Just an administrator to do one single-handed, delegating people without a piece of paper, no pad or pen to note down. Anything will say, go to see him. And Dr. The President Srinivasan came to me and said, tell me, you know, he didn't even say much also. He had a big pair. Tell me what all you need. Okay, you need a fridge, we'll get you. You know, all the things I needed, you noted down. And 2 days later, I had everything. You know, so everybody was very efficient. Things I thought would not work, it would work if he wants. That's the clearest, simplest way if we can put it.
When you saw Bhagwan, yes, at the divine level operating, but at the human level also you saw him as an administrator.
I think my level of spirituality, whatever, I was looking more like a human being with some power.
Yes.
And telling people, will you listen? And I happened to be... So it's all by chance. He just called me. Okay, I happen to be a doctor. Okay, you do this. Or something like that. Whether he has even a plan, I didn't even realize. But my God, what a great administrator and greatest leader on earth. You know, those are the feelings which came subsequently.
As you reflect on
that. As you reflect on, yes.
Wonderful.
And the last day I was leaving from this, Swami, you have to tell me when I should come back and join. So everybody thinks that I'm going to come back and join the hospital. Dr. Safaya said, you know, whenever Swami tells you, yeah, that day, this is the place you're going to stay, this is your room, everything planned. So what to bring from there? You know, we talked so much. I go to Swami, Swami came to the hospital that day. So I asked Swami, can I ask you, so tomorrow is my flight. Can I leave Swami tomorrow? Yes, yes, yes. Tomorrow, what time is your flight? So you're going from where? From Chennai, Swami, back to. Yes, yes. You go tomorrow. Chala santosham. Swami, you have to tell me when I should come back. June. That's all he said. June. 6 months later, I came in June. So again, he would ask me a few questions. I met him in Bangalore. They were opening a radiology unit there in the general hospital. So Professor Balasubramanian told me, hey, don't sit for bhajans because Swami is coming on the time here. Otherwise, you would miss a chance to have a good darshan close by. So you come to the office and I will take you where Swami comes. Be seated. Okay, let's see what Swami says. And so Swami came. So I didn't sit in the bhajan area. I went to the hospital. When we were there, here in my mind says, I came about 6 months back. Whether we would even remember me. Because millions of people were there. It's impossible. If at all it was me, I won't remember. Whether he would remember me, whether should I introduce again that I came and then he told me to come back in 6 months and all that. This is my mind, you know, not really mature, I could see later on. So I go near him and he told me like maybe this is the distance. So I got up and then go and do namaskaram and then got up. The doctor then started telling him, Prema Bhattu, Dr. Balasubramanian. All of them worked so much for the super spread. America, he is introducing me to a few people who are sitting. Even I have the picture of that.
Oh, my God.
Then he said, oh, my God. He has answered my doubt. And he knows who I am. And he knows that I am not getting it yet. So he said, I know, I know. So how are you? And all that, and bless me then also. So every time I come, I will ask the same question. He will say, Chala Santosham, not now. So Dr. Safiya thought, Bala, maybe you don't have 100% inclination to come. Maybe that's why Swami is not allowing you. So one of the days said, you know what? I know why. See, you have never applied formally. So we have a form and passport and all the pictures and whatnot we need. Maybe Swami is expecting for you to go through proper channel. Can you fill out the application form and with the pictures and everything? And I will give it to Swami and then it will be easier. Swami say yes, then I will ask you, do you come? This was a discussion between me and Dr. Safiya. I said, no problem, sir. So I wrote the thing, I took the thing, I got an envelope and I came for darshan to hand over to Dr. Safiya. So here I'm sitting, so Dr. Safiya sits a little bit higher on there. So Swami came directly and picked up the application from me and he left inside. I even put some pictures inside which says passport pictures cover. Little later, 1 minute later, he comes out and says, passport. So he gives me the pictures, but that cover. It was not a passport. It was just a passport cover. It will say passport pictures. Inside, those two pictures are there. I thought, oh, maybe I'm lucky because I had that. So I gave it to Safiya. Said, very good. Swami himself took, don't worry. So afterwards, I think they calls Dr. Safiya. He says, we are not going to hire any doctor now. Something like that. So much, many years later, every time this thing would be gone, Swami, when should I come? I'll tell you. Still, children are still young. You have more responsibility. You have to take care of yourself. And all these things you'll say. So I just listen and go. But he's such a great planner for our life. You know, I just cannot thank him enough. It's absolutely no. Even one day, Dr. Safiya said, "Sorry, I bothered you so much. Only last week, Swami told me that you are having some heart problem. You need to be there for that to get fixed. And after everything is okay, then only Dr. Bala will come."
Which year was this?
This was a year or two, let me see, I can have to come back. And one of the time when I came, so that's why I believe he was not letting you come. So I said, "Oh my God, is that the reason?" It is very true. I used to get very irregular heartbeat. It is not like fixing just like that during the interview time. But even later, I started having. And it was only until 2008 I suffered for about 10 years with that. So Swami takes care in between all the, you know, my medical problems, he takes care. That's what he said on day one. You don't worry. You take care of all the patients. I take care of your family and children, everybody. This is on day one when he called me inside. That's the time I get appointed. And he tells me all the thing. You don't worry. I will take care. So many, many times, you know, he has talked to me. One day, one of the years when I came for interview, when I came for visiting Swami, in the veranda, I was sitting and then I had few letters in my hand. So he comes closer to me. "How is that Bala?" So here I'm thinking, he's asking about which Bala, you know, in my mind. I had three letters, one from my wife, Padmini Bala, another lady by name Mrs. Bala also, and third also another Bala. So here, very cleverly, I'm going to Swami. "Swami, which Bala? Swami, I have three letters for you from this Bala, this Bala." He gave me a big slap. Big slap. He was telling me, "Naku anni telusu. Swami ki telida. Naku anni telusu. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to detail me or any of this now. Swami knows." So we talk about Swami. We talk how omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient and all that. But when it comes to real, when you face him, you think that you are just a person and he is another person. So that's why he gave a big slap and doctor, "Oh, he got you good today." Something like that. We were joking. But that cheek, I think, yeah, this cheek was having fragrance. That fragrance was there throughout the day. My little niece used to come and, "This is great. This is Swami's hand, you know, touching my cheek." It was unusual. It was so beautiful.
Amazing.
So Swami has helped me so many ways. You know, I'm just a totally an unknown person, I could say, in the organization. Or I was not anybody. But why me? Only he knows. He just put me to make me realize there is some power, like Swami, whether we want it or not, whether we like it or not, whether we need it or not, there is a spirituality inside us. And that seed he has given, it's up to us to develop that seed. And he has been saying along all the time, you are not just an ordinary human being. We think that we are human beings. We come to Parthi, we get some spiritual experience. But Bhagavan has very clearly said, you are not just ordinary human beings. You are spiritual beings with human experience, not human beings with spiritual experience. You would say
yes.
That. So beautifully he has said so many times. And it really makes sense now after many years. Oh my God. You know, what a great opportunity we all had. People now start wondering what to do now. Swami is no longer there. His physical presence is not there. Where would I get his letters? What can I ask him? So we ask Swami, suddenly say something, go back, take back the news. But everybody was so kind of especially at that time in April when this happened, 2011, we planned a very big puja for Swami. Vino is in the hospital. I was getting the report like every day, what, how he's doing. Medically, I know it's almost incurable kind of state is there, just lying down. So hard, any experts, why can't we take him to Mayo Clinic? Why can't we do this? This is my mind thinking. But reading the whole thing, it's going to be almost impossible for him to come out of this. So we were having a puja for Swami that day. And big one by our Chicago devotees. At night, they called me from here. As soon as Swami passed away, this is the story, Swami left his physical body. Early morning, we have puja planned. The priest is ready. All about 200, 300 people are getting together in one hall. Next day, we went to the hall. Everybody who heard about this started crying. So we have to say something. So I was given the mic, say something, because everybody's crying. Suddenly I prayed to Swami, Swami, what happened to you? You said you'll be here for many more years. Why, what am I going to say? I get a clear feeling from Swami, I have not gone anywhere. I was a lighthouse. You think the lighthouse is gone, but look up, I am a sunlight. I was giving you thing as a lighthouse only for few sailors. I am a sunlight. I am giving the bright light to the whole world. I have not gone anywhere. I am in you. I am with you. I am always here. This is a kind of feeling I get. So I just said what I said now. And a lot of people, that goes on into everybody's mind. So I used to tell them also, like, you hold on to Swami's feet. The only prayer I have, Swami, I'm holding on to your feet. Even if you kick me, please bless me that I don't lose my grip. So this is the only prayer I have, like, for Swami. I've over many years of, you know, talking to him, behaving the way I behaved and learning many experiences, I have no problem. And my kids are all born and brought up in USA, every day bhajans, and, you know, so they're all even more devoted to Bhagavan, I see, than me. And Swami said he will take care of everything, and he has been taking care of, you know, very well, no doubt about it. Amazing. Even little things like, what about my daughter's wedding? He said he was going to conduct. It's gone. Well, my daughter will point out, if you really strongly believe Swami's words, you shouldn't worry about it. He said he will take care. How we'll take care and all, it is not none of your business. You don't worry about that. He will take care. So that kind of strong faith and belief they have. So this is itself as Swami's grace.
That's a huge blessing.
Yeah, it is. So, but this time when I come here, I look at the hospital, I look at the whole thing. I met Professor G.V. also. It is Swami is still here. He hasn't left anybody anywhere. Swami is always in our mind inside. And may not be visible physically for everyone, but there are so many miracles happening. So this big assurance that he is there, he will take care, and we should stick to him. And it's the greatest teaching in my life. And I've learned so much. I'm meant to learn more. And it is great to be in the company of Bhagavans. And so we are doing our own little service for thinking we are doing for Swami. Actually, we are doing for ourselves.
You can't even imagine how life would have been if he would not have brought us
absolutely
to his fold.
Absolutely. Even this little conversation we are having, I think he has planned already, you know. So he knows when to get me. Now, I never ever thought that we are going to be talking today about my experience. And nothing prepared, and I just came, whatever. And that's his will. And so beautiful.
And that's why I think it was straight from the heart. And that's why it was so enlivening. It's amazing. Thank you so much, sir.
Sai Ram.
It's really an honor for us to have you in the studios, and I know you have to leave, so I can't keep you long. But really, thank Bhagwan for having made this possible, that you could come, and even within this 1 hour of meeting that you had with sir, and Bhagwan at least arranged that we could at least capture some part of your moments with Bhagwan, and especially this part of your involvement in Bhagwan's hospital. Sure. And really, we hope that we'll meet again, and you come to the studio again and share more about this Sai Bhagavatam with all
Sai
of
Ram.
Us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sai Ram.